You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Mason Crosby here with you. And it is our pleasure and honor at this time to bring in the man, the myth, the legend, the man who covers every single day, the team that is providing burgers for all of Southeast Wisconsin. He is the one, he is the only, Drew Wagner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. Happy Burger Day.
Happy Burger Day. Not yet. It's not Burger Day. It's Burger Announcement Day. And,
good point.
If you could have, how many burgers could you eat from George Webb? Are they pretty big? Like, is that something that you're hoping to get multiple vouchers from?
I've crushed a sack of them before.
Oh. Sack is five or six?
I think it's five.
Okay.
Nice. Yep. I love that.
Nice. Good for you, Drew.
Yeah, good for you, man. Yeah.
Cheese on all of them? You go straight cheeseburger?
Cheese on all of them, baby. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
That's awesome. Well, it is wild, right, that this is the second time, you know, they fell short earlier in the season. Well, I mean, what, a month ago with an 11-win streak there to get to this 12 wins twice in a season, being right here on that cusp and to push through. And I love – what did you think of Woodruff's comments after, where he felt a little extra pressure about the burgers from George Webb and wanting to get everyone, including himself, a burger over there? What did you think about that?
I loved it. I thought it was great. It was typical. It was typical Brandon Woodruff. I mean, he's the most down to earth guy you'll ever meet in a baseball clubhouse. Like, he's part of the community. He knows the city. The city knows him. He knows what's up. Like, those guys knew what was going on. They all heard it. And, you know, as goofy as it might be, you know, everyone wants to see that happen. You know, it's a little bit of local history, and everyone wants to be a part of that. That's what this team has been doing all year.
Yeah, it is special. And it's like, you know, it's just one of those where everyone likes something, you know, likes something free. You always want something like that. Do you think Brandon would be the guy, like he would be the guy on the team that would actually, he'd go into the George Webb with his voucher, get it, and like hang out, and, you know, just eat his burger there in the place, and just like kind of just nonchalant, you know, go over there and grab his burger?
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that. He's a cheeser. I mean, he's one of us now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's talk about that game yesterday. It got a little tight, you know, 6-0. Got it to 6-5. I was about to give up on this Brewers team. I mean, the fact that they even gave up five runs was pretty disappointing, you know, tongue in cheek. But, you know, then they just go off. You know, Bill Contreras hits that ball down into right field, down the first baseline, scores two runs. Just, you know, talk about what this Brewers team did against this Pirates team yesterday. And again, back against the wall a little bit, got it a little tight, and then still found a way to win without hitting a home run there, too, in the final innings.
It wasn't even just not hitting a home run. I mean, they had 12 hits yesterday, and all but two of them, those back-to-back doubles in the fourth, they were all singles. I mean, it was all base hits and walks yesterday.
That's crazy.
And they put a 12 spot on the board. You know, that's all this talk about the Brewers don't have slug and the Brewers don't have power. They still manage to put runs on the board consistently. And I know the pitching gets better in the playoffs. And I've heard the people say, oh, you know, you need power in the playoffs. Well, they've also proven that they have power. You know, they got 23 home runs this month, more than anybody else in ball.
Yeah.
They can score in different ways. The power is there if they need it. They're just not going out and trying to create it.
We got Drew Wagner on the Mason Crosby Show every Monday and Thursday at the 10 o'clock hour. He is at Forbes Sports, and he is our Brewers Clubhouse insider, giving us all the juice, all the stuff you need all the time. I mean, Drew, like, you pretty much, you're like Tommy on the station. I mean, you're on every show, every day, just doing all things. So are you tired of us yet, or are you still, still pretty excited to be doing this?
I'm living the dream, buddy. I'm living the dream.
Baby, wow.
Good. I love that.
Who is our starting pitcher tomorrow night, Drew?
Don't know. There's a chance it could be Miz and a short start. There's going to be a flurry of roster moves coming tomorrow. You know, we're probably going to lose Isaac Collins for the weekend because his wife's about to have their first child. That Tobias was going to be in line to possibly start Friday, but they used him yesterday, so he's probably out. We'll see. We're gonna get an announcement probably tomorrow.
And do you see, like, you know, I don't want to jump ahead to Monday, but obviously we're all thinking about Monday. Will there be another flurry of moves almost every day during that Cubs series based on what bullpen arms need to get used, when Isaac Collins can come back, all those sorts of things?
Yeah, it kind of looks that way. You know, you do get to add the extra pitcher, or extra player, excuse me, for the doubleheader.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of it's going to be a very fluid situation the next couple of days.
I know in football, Mason, you're very into, like, you know, the trap game. And not that Cincinnati's a trap. Cincinnati's what, one and a half out of the wild card? Like,
yeah,
Cincinnati, they're playing good ball. They just won, what, 2 out of 3 from Philly, who'd been playing really well. But how do you know, knowing this team? And it seems silly to ask because they're so locked into, you know, it's not even game by game. It's not even inning by inning. It's literally pitch by pitch with this team. But the Cubs series is looming. You know, is there any thought about, like, oh, like they're going to, you know, if they do well Friday and Saturday, they forget about Sun. You know, I know it's silly to ask with this team because we know this team. But, like, how do you not know that Monday's looming?
I mean, you know that Monday's looming, but you know that you have a job to do. You know, you still have 3 games. You're playing against a team in your division. You're playing against a team that's got a lot to play for right now. Mm-hmm. You pointed out, they're a game out of the playoffs right now. The Mets are slumping. The Reds are surging. You know, they're trying to get in there. So they're going to be coming with their A game. The Brewers want to keep the streak going. They want to keep building up that cushion going into the Cubs series to make that series matter a little bit less. You know, you take care of business this weekend. That series loses a little bit of importance. And not that it's not a, you know, a big deal, but the Cubs are playing Pittsburgh this weekend, so they'll probably have a pretty good weekend. But yeah, if you go in and take 2 out of 3, and the Cubs happen to drop one there, and you can push this thing to 8.5 games,
right?
And make the Cubs basically need to sweep all 5. Just to stay in it. I don't think they lose sight of anything because this series this weekend is important.
I mean, do you look at this team right now, how they're built, how they're winning these games, just so many different ways? I mean, again, they found power here in the last month, all that. Do you just look at this team right now where it's just like, are they going to be a tough team to knock out? Like, I can't imagine this team in a series. Like, I just, there's so many ways they can beat you. Like, at this moment, if playoffs were to start today, I mean, this team has to be, you know, the favorite to win the World Series, like, if they started right now, just because who's going to beat them in a series in the playoffs right now?
I mean, that's the thing. And even if the playoffs started right now, I doubt they would be the favorite to win the World Series because they don't have the firepower that, you say maybe the Dodgers or the Phillies might have. But they're just as good, if not better. I mean, they are so deep. They are so well-rounded. They match up so well. They have so many different pieces, and they can score in different ways that you have to like their chances. I mean, listen, you don't win 76 games out of your first 142 or whatever it is on a fluke. They are playing incredibly good baseball right now, and they've been doing it for a long time. I don't think there's a team in ball that wants to face them right now.
I totally agree with you. We got Drew Wagner on the Mason Crosby Show, our Brewers Clubhouse insider. We asked this question to start the show, and I kind of want to throw it to you, Drew, because I'm interested to see what you think. Who is the best player on this Brewers team right now? Like, who would you take, and who would you name the best player on this team right now?
Ah, that's tough. I mean, you talking about the best player or the player who's playing the best? Because they can go different ways. I mean, Isaac Collins is probably playing the best of it, anybody right now. Yep. You know, Contreras is playing really well right now. Yelich is playing well right now. It's tough to pick one person.
I agree. I mean, it's the combined sum of this squad that is getting it done on a day-in, day-out basis. And I think that's why they're so unique, because there's not a name or a face that the national media, that other teams, anyone can put their finger on and say, like, that is the person leading the way. I say, like, I kind of put it, like, I think Yelich is the most important player on this team. And I did say that, like, you know, Bill Contreras is probably, for me, the best player on this team right now, just because of what he does in that catcher position, you know, getting those pitchers, how they talk about him, where it's just like, without Bill back there, I mean, he just gives us this confidence to go out and, you know, do our best stuff, you know, throw our best stuff, because he's just so solid back there. And then his bat's gotten hot, too.
Yeah, his bat's gotten really hot lately. I mean, I think he's... What was the homestand? I think he was 10 of 15 on the homestand with 11 RBI, or had 10 hits and 11 RBI on the homestand. And the power is coming back. I mean, he's just playing off his butt right now. And that's huge. You know, if Contreras' power is coming back, that offense just cranks up to a whole nother level. And the fact that you're still adding, Churio's going to come back. Yeah, you're exactly. Going to get Hoskins back. I mean, this Brewers, I said all along that this lineup has a sneaky amount of power in it, has power capability. We didn't see it for the longest time, but the power is there. You know, Yelich, Churio, Contreras, they've all got pop. Now you're starting to see it out of Bryce Terang.
Yep.
A little bit more out of Frelick. They're sneaky powerful. It's
That's a good way to put it.
The thing about it is that they live up to that adage. I say it all the time. I got Tommy reciting it now. Murph says it all the time. And Sal said it in postgame the other day. Home runs, more often than not, are thrown, not hit. And this team is smart enough to go out and realize they don't have to try to hit a home run. You know, they can score runs by getting on base and moving guys over. And when that pitcher does make the mistake, they have that power ability to turn on that mistake and absolutely crush it.
For sure. For sure.
Drew Wagner joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Drew, I see the Bengals are in Washington Monday night for Monday Night Football this week. If the Bengals were home this weekend to coincide with Brewers Reds, would you have thought of making the pilgrimage just to check out your football team?
No, because it's preseason. I don't give a rodent's rear end.
That is the right answer. That is the correct answer. Thank you. That was a test. You passed. You may continue.
Yeah, I saw your boys over there in Cincinnati, though, getting a little skirmish because the young buck, Shamar Stewart, had a reckless play and hit Joe Burrow kind of in the midsection.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it kind of went off. What do you think about what's going on over there in Cincinnati? Are they just a disaster? I mean, what's happening over there?
They are the epitome of dysfunction. I've accepted this long ago in my fandom. Like, I just expect there to be shenanigans and chicanery and whatever every year. And
yes,
when the day goes by where there isn't some stupid happening, I'm delightfully surprised.
There's going to be a lot of 38-33 scores, I think, at Cincinnati, because that offense is still really good, but The defense is
horrible. Yeah. It's all right. We got Money Mac kicking, and you know, everyone knows the key to a contender is a kicker.
That's so, right.
Man, you know your audience, Drew. Nicely done. Yep.
That's right, Drew. You know what you're talking about. I knew you knew ball. I knew that you knew what you were doing over here. So, I do want to ask, I had one other thing that I wanted to throw at you. Oh, we talked about this earlier too, and I was curious where do you have siblings, Drew? And, if you do, what is your birth order? Because it is National Middle Child Day, and I am a middle child. So, I got to give the celebration the honor out there.
I am the oldest of
That makes
the
sense.
Wagner clan.
That makes sense. Yeah, totally checks out.
Nice. What do you mean by that, Mason?
Yeah, exactly. That checks out. Because I had a funny story this morning where my daughter, we were celebrating Middle Child Day, and again, one of the youngest was just, she just gave her, as the kids say, Riz, right? She gave her that Riz, and she said, like, she just goes, "Who's Elizabeth?" Just pretended like she didn't exist. It was just like, man, talk about a little child. And then, of course, my middle child turned around and tried to punch her. Yep. So it's
deservedly
it gets
so. Deservedly
household.
So.
She could play for the Bengals.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Elizabeth Crosby starting safety for the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's go.
Just doing ridiculous things.
I love it. Oh, that's awesome.
Can she rush a passer? We'll sign her today.
Yeah, exactly. No, you got Shamar Stewart, who's just like falling down in practice and hitting their starting quarterback in the knees. You know, that's what y'all got over there in Cincy. Yeah, so
ridiculous.
Before we let you go, Drew, just kind of give us the preview. We won't talk to you till Monday, till this Red Series is done, and we'll be jumping into the Cubs pretty heavy. So just kind of tell us what to look out for against the Cincinnati team, and where fans should be just cautiously weary about what they're doing over there.
Listen, it's going to be a tough series. It's a division series. It's a rival series. You've played them a ton. You know who they are. You know what they do. They know who the Brewers are. They know what the Brewers do. The Reds have very good pitching. Their offense is coming around. They're starting to click on all cylinders now. And they're playing for their postseason lives right now. It is going to be a really tough series. Like, Brewers have won 12 in a row going in there. They want to extend that thing, and it's going to be a dogfight. You know, the Reds aren't backing down. I would not be shocked if the Reds take 2 or 3, and that's not a knock on the Brewers.
Yeah.
It's just, listen, division rivals playing late in the season when you've seen each other a lot. There's no secrets. There's no surprises, and there's a lot on the line. But again, the key here for the Brewers is to keep that tunnel vision, that win tonight mentality, and know that if you take care of business on Friday and then you go and take care of business on Saturday or Sunday, you put the pressure on the Cubs next week. You know, the Brewers, listen, no one's going to go and win all 5 games next week. That's ludicrous to even think that. But the losses can become more palpable if you have more breathing room. Yep. So take care of business this weekend, and you put less pressure on yourself and more pressure on the Cubs next week. That's what it comes down to.
I totally agree. Appreciate you, Drew. We got Drew Wagner at Forbes Sports, our Brewers Clubhouse insider, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Drew, have a great weekend. Enjoy this series there in Cincinnati. And as we rev up, it's almost time to face those pesky Cubs out there in Chicago on Monday. So appreciate you, Drew.
Yep, we'll talk to you from Wrigley.
Thank you, Drew. That's Drew Wagner. He will be at Wrigley on Monday and for the whole series. Monday is the doubleheader, of course, and then Tuesday, Wednesday night games, then Thursday another day game. 5 games in 4 days. Woo. You know, we didn't really talk about Ellie De La Cruz, and, I've said this before, he's on the Reds, and so we don't like him, but he sure is fun to watch. Like, he's a guy, cannon for an arm, can sprint with anybody in the league, hits for power, speed. He's got 19 home runs. He's got 31 stolen bases, OPS over 800, plays a good shortstop, little inconsistent from time to time in the field, but's got an absolute cannon for an arm.
Overrated.
Overrated, says Tommy. He might be overrated, and he's still really good. He might not be a superstar. People are viewing him as, you know what, I'll give Tommy credit for that one, because I think people talk about him like he's a superstar, and he's not. He's a really good player. He has the potential to be a superstar. Like, he's got all the physical gifts, but as a baseball player, I'm with Tommy Wirtz, overrated, but he's still fun to watch.
Sure, but... I mean, I think Cincinnati would fall in love with Bryce Terang if he was the shortstop of the Cincinnati Reds instead of Ellie De La Cruz with the exact same roster right now too.
They might. I mean, but you're not talking apples and oranges. You're talking bananas and plantains though. Like Ellie De La Cruz's presentation versus Bryce Terang. Like Ellie De La Cruz is flash. Bryce Terang is the most solid baseball player on the history of Earth, So it's like they're not exactly in the same category. But I agree. Like, if Terang was there, Cincinnati would love any team. Listen, any team that had Bryce Terang. If Bryce Terang was the shortstop,
why do you love
Yankees,
De La Cruz so much? Like, why do you love him so much?
He's just fun to watch. Okay. He's just fun to watch, and it's like in a sport that sometimes needs stars and needs a little more attention because everybody's so in love with football and blah 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 blah. Sometimes baseball needs a little star power. And Ellie De La Cruz has star power. Whether or not he's actually that good, he has that type of personality and that type of athleticism.
Yeah, if Bryce Terang knew how to talk in interviews, he'd be way more popular. Give him that.
Yes.
Like he is the worst interview possible, it feels like, when the Brewers have to talk to him.
Like nobody even goes to him.
But
for
just
interviews.
Another
is it because his name's Ellie? Is that why you
well,
like?
Well, Ellie's just oh.
That's the only connection I see.
I love you, Mrs. Thomas.
Yep, Tommy, you're still asleep. Wake up, Tommy.
I know. But just again, 3.4 WAR for Ellie versus 3.7
right.
for Bryce.
Absolutely.
No, literally.
No contest. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Overrated, Ellie De La Cruz.
But I like that you're trying to build a storyline, Mitch. I get it.
And Major League Baseball markets him a lot.
He puts butts in seats.
For sure.
He does put butts in seats.
No shade
on that.
Nobody's coming out on any other team to watch Bryce Terang.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As much as we love him, and we know Bryce Terang,
right? I mean,
but people are coming out to watch. People do go out to watch Ellie De La Cruz. So
yes,
let's buy some tickets, people.
I agree.
Buy those tickets.
Yep. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. I've got a bunch of answers about our who's the best brewer on our social medias, so we'll get to that. We also have a fun question to flip on people.
Yeah, we do.
In the shadow of the Boston Celtics deal finalized for $6.1 million. I don't know how much
Did you say million or billion?
Bill, I said million, I think.
I think you said million.
If it was $6.1 million,
we would have gone in for that.
Right,
I would have been in on that deal.
Mason and Thunder and Tommy would have bought the Celtics. No, $6.1 billion. I don't know. I didn't see a price for the Trailblazers. I believe the Trailblazers just sold to the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, the price owner I'm seeing is $4.25 billion.
Okay.
And Portland
got a steal on
You're in Portland and your team stinks and there's no history there and Dame's hurt.
You have Dame now.
Yeah. But in the universe where the Celtics sell for $6.1 billion, We've got a fun question for everybody, so yeah, stay tuned for that here on the Mason Crosby Show. We're presented by Verizon. We are in the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and we are on YouTube. And remember, if you're watching on YouTube, which I know a bunch of you are, you can post comments. You can post your questions. You can post your thoughts right there on our YouTube page, at The Fan Milwaukee. He's Mason Crosby.
Right here.
Let's check us out.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.